SWR, an official EDXC radio, broadcasting on 25 and 48 meter bands. Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
Right, good afternoon, gentlemen. No ladies. Okay, what we want to do is just give you a presentation on our radio station, Scandinavian Weekend Radio, and give you a little bit of background, what we do, what we get up to. Probably a lot of you already are thinking, my God, that guy speaks really good English. That's because I am English. I'm actually living and working in Finland at the moment. So Scandinavian Weekend Radio is kind of our official name, but we have a couple of others. If it's in the summer and it's very hot in the studio, we tend to call it Sweaty Weekend Radio. Or in the winter, Snowy Weekend Radio, when it's very cold. But we are the first and only private commercial shortwave radio station now in Scandinavia. There's been some changes, and we are the only one. And how we get started? Very typical Finnish story. A load of guys having a beer one night, a little bit drunk in the sauna, let's build a radio station. Sounds very Finnish to me, let's do it. And they did it. And there were 10, basically 10 founding members that did it. Various, as you can see from the slide, they have various background experiences, DX, radio amateurs, CB operators, free radio, etc. And the amazing point is the fact that from the first meeting in the sauna to getting it done only took 10 months, which is quite incredible when we go through and see what we did. That included the preparations, getting the money, the licenses, building the radio station, because the radio station did not exist, and the buildings as such as a radio station did not exist. I'm quite amazed that they managed to do it in 10 months. And the first transmission, as you can see there, was on the 25 meter band in July 2000. And then on the 48 meter band on the 2nd of June 2001, so a year later, we went from 25 meter to 48 meters. And then in 2004, we moved to medium wave, or FM medium wave. And on the 30th of October, we did our first transmission on that one. And we're still regularly on air after 8 years. The first Saturday of every month, from midnight Friday right through to midnight Saturday, we're on air non-stop. And as it says there, I've said there what we do, this broadcasting the first Saturday. We also do special occasions, sometimes very unusual for me, being British, actually broadcasting on Christmas Day, which is a bit of a kind of a culture shock for me. But it's good. And there are one or two other special occasions where we will broadcast. But we have our kind of set routine. And every now and again, as a commercial radio station, we do sell our airtime to other radio groups and hobby groups, like today. And then you can find our frequencies on 25 meter band 11690 or 11720 kilohertz. On 48 meters, it's 5980 or 7160. And then on medium wave, 1602. And how the station is operated. I can't say this in Finnish, but you guys will know it better. It's Finnish is like, forget it. It's the language is quite complicated. But it's operated by this association, and we have 13 members and between 5 and 10 support members. Finnish, if you're English, look at those words. 26 letters in a word is absolutely frightening to an Englishman. Yes, okay, thank you. That type of thing. And a picture of us with no, very unfinished picture. No beers in hand. Okay, and some of the SWR team. Penta there, Setter, Rick, a guy called Trevor, no idea who that guy is. Radio Jack, Essa here, my colleague. What a bunch of good looking guys. And some more, Frank, Vivi, Beverly, and DJ Madman, who's hiding down the corner here with his energy drink in his hand. I like it. Finnish energy drink. And a few other people. Passy, who basically looks after the building. Yanni, Mickey, and DJ Hacker, who's hiding down here as well, who's not holding an energy drink. Yes, he is now. So basically, these are the main members of the radio station, and we all do our own programs and do various things. And support members and visitors. Yeah, we do get quite a... Now and again, we do get quite a few visitors at the station. And just to point out, the one with me holding a beer can, very unfinished, is actually quite good because it's actually my son from England came on the radio with me. And in actual fact, later on, I've actually had all my family on the radio and they were kind of blown out by the experience. And at the bottom, the guy with the headphones on was a really incredible thing we did. This guy, was it 8 hours? He played 8 hours of ambient music. I was like, okay, get me a beer, this is good. You know, but the guy was there just doing it, making it up as he went along. Quite incredible to watch him. Also, the question we asked ourselves, our mission, why are we on the air? Because we love radio and broadcasting is fun. Or we like to keep the sound of Finland on the air. And have fun with radio colleagues. Or do you want to keep out the way of the wife? Do you want to keep out the way of the kids? Go to the radio station, build a radio station. Kind of keep out the way. It was a question we've kind of asked ourselves, but as yet we've not come up with an answer. No doubt by the time we've been in sauna tonight, we'll come up with the answer. Because everything seems to come in Finland from the sauna. And just a little bit of information about broadcasting them on the 49 metres. It's what we call kind of a local broadcast. You should be able to pick us up anywhere in Finland, but only in daylight hours. And the night signal, later on, it tends to jump abroad. And we'll show you later on where we've actually been heard. It's quite amazing. Where people actually pick SWR up. 25 metres is what we call the real DX band. We tend to switch the antenna around and go for Central Europe. And we do get quite a lot, we'll show you later on, we do get quite a lot of feedback from the Central Europe. And once again, it's possible to listen to it in Finland. It's a picture of our antenna. And we have actually, as he says there, we were quite amazed. We have been heard in the USA and in Canada. We did check it wasn't somebody in the pub around the corner on a mobile phone. It was actually somebody out there hearing us. So we're trying to keep it going, and we are kind of worldwide. And the medium wave is, once again, we've got some very strange... feedback from where we've actually been heard on the medium wave. We tend to think that it's local broadcasts, but in actual fact, it has shot right round Finland, Helsinki from where we're based, Rovaniemi in Lapland we've been heard. We've even been heard in Lithuania on the medium wave frequency. So that is our big baby. And as you'll see, there's a great big finger sticking up there. That was that was another stupid suggestion in the sauna. Let's build a 44 metre high antenna. How do we do it? I've got a clue. And we did it. Eventually we actually got it up and running, but nobody had done one before. It was just another suggestion. I think it was about 2 years in planning, but it's been up. It's still up there. And I love the fact that somebody has to climb up the 44 metres and check the antenna. And the transmitters. This is our 25 metre transmitter and a 49 metre transmitter. Home built by the gentleman on my left here. He's responsible. ESSER is responsible for these. These are the transmitters that he's built. And once again, they meet official requirements. They're tested to your standards and everything. The medium wave transmitter, once again, built by ESSA. And then we have the two big babies, the beasts, if you like to call them that. These are two second-hand transmitters that we've got. As you can see, one of them is an ITT marine transmitter. That we've got, and mainly we're running that on about 400 watts at the moment on AM, and it's a very old tube, very old one. And then the other one is has got a capacity of 1,000 watts, and this is the one that's very interesting because we have a little problem with it, because it technically it's got a liquid cooling system in it, like your radiator in your car, and it gets a bit too hot and it stops. We've had some problems with it. I've never ever seen a radio thing that's been cooled by liquid before, and it's quite interesting. It gets a bit hot and we can kind of have some problems with it, but those are our two big babies. They're in their own transmitter shed, and they get quite hot. And antennas. The two main antennas, the three-element 25-metre one, which is right outside the station on its own gantry, and it's 20 metres high. And then we have the dipole, which is about 5 metres from the ground. And then the big beast. This is our medium wave 1602 antenna, about 45 metres in height, and it's in a nice field all on its own. And in actual fact, the guys ran an underground cable most of the way from the transmitting shed to this antenna, because this antenna is in a field on its own with straining wires and everything, and that was quite a nice technical feat for us. And that is, we've got some great pictures on the website of that actually being put into place. The studio, we've got the mixer. We've got two mini disc players, three CD players, an ordinary turntable. We're trying to cover everything. You can actually play vinyls. Vinyls are coming back now. Anybody in the music industry, vinyls are coming back. We can actually play vinyls, the old vinyls, the old LPs, the 33 stuff, and even the 45s, that type of stuff. We've got a nice computer. You can just see it in the corner of the picture, where we're connected to the net. The 30-band EQ that we can use. A professional compressor limiter, which alters our signal and keeps it at a nice level as we go out. Very, very professional microphones. These new microphones are a little bit dangerous, because if you have them on too high on volume, which I keep forgetting, I can hear people talking about 10, 20 metres away in the other side of the studio. A mini disc reference encoder, and of course we've got, in Finland, we've got a UFO detector, just in case anything comes over the... flies over the top of the station. We've got a UFO detector. I think it's pretty good at detecting beer moving, actually. I'm not sure. But we've got that as well. So that's our kind of studio. Nice picture of Radio Jack there doing his program on the studio. And where does the money come from? Big question. How do we finance this? 50% of it comes from our own pockets. It's our own hobby, so we tend to finance it ourselves. Some of it comes from commercials. We do some commercials for companies. Also selling airtime. We've got one or two schemes coming up where we can possibly sell some airtime. Obviously, one of the big ones, T-shirts, is one of our big sources of revenue. And also the green stamps and the IRCs, where people send us a QSL card with €2, that helps to generate interest. So you send a QSL with a tape or whatever, or a CD, proof, and we check it, that you have actually listened to our programmes, and we ask for €2 as a fee for that. And where the money goes, obviously copyright fees is the biggest thing. Obviously, being a commercial radio station, and to comply with copyright, you cannot use, or you shouldn't use, copied music. Everything is original. Original CDs, whatever you're doing. A point I have to keep stressing to my music students. License fees, obviously. Unfortunately, the Finnish people won't let us transmit for nothing. They want us money from us. Radio equipment, maintenance of transmitters and antennas, etc. And maintenance of the studio building itself. Have we got any studio buildings? Pictures? No. Okay, just to give you some idea. The studio is in one place. The sleeping accommodation for the guys sleeping over is in another. And now the main transmitters are in another building. So we've actually got three buildings on site. The main studio is there. Transmitters are here. And there is sleeping accommodation because these gentlemen, I live local. They travel from all over Finland to come up and have fun on the radio for 24 hours. No, sorry, two of us live local now. And the programmes. Obviously it's a Finnish radio station. So 50% of it is Finnish music. When I'm on the air, it's no kind of disrespect, but I used to play, depending on what I'm doing, British music, British 60s, 70s, international music, rock or whatever. So we get a nice balance. There are no playlists. We don't have to play the latest Britney Spears thingy or whatever. We play whatever we want. And usually it's down to each DJ. Whatever the DJ wants to play, he plays. I will do something like 60s and 70s Britpop. From that, I may do some rock. The other week I decided to do and look at Atlantic soul music from the Atlantic record label, and I did a whole soul program on that. So there's no format, it's free. You can do what you want. We're not restricted to basically playing the hit parade or anything like that. We also do documentaries, we do comedies. We've had some really good fun on the radio making our own comedy programs up in English and in Finnish. And we've got some drama. As it says there, the Tricky Trev Show, I usually do three, and I split it into three different types of music. The other night I was doing drive music, nice music for cruising in the summer, that type of thing. And we've got, as you can see there, various other things. World Radio, World News. Hacker does Virat Today, which is our local town. So we do a programme in Finnish all about all the local news, what's going on in the town where we're based. And there is a science corner as well. And say, most programmes are in Finnish and English. Occasionally, we do get some visitors, and we have done them in their own programmes and their own languages. And cooperations, obviously, with the Finnish DX people. Koskenkorva Radio, that was a good one, via USR, via us. Radio Hami, we do technical question. And Pirkanmaa Polytechnic, which is actually where I work. Over the years, we've actually had 50 students in the studio with us studying radio work. And we've got a couple of girls there who are doing their own programme. A couple of nice Finnish ladies doing their own programme. And I also bring quite a lot of international students sometimes to the radio when I get chance. And special broadcasts like we've got here, as Hacker slaving over his microphone there. And we've got special QSL for this one. Picture taken from your meeting in 207. And listeners, now this is the amazing thing. We're a little place in an old chicken farm in the middle of Virat, in the middle of Finland, in the middle of nowhere. But look where we're heard. This is quite good. I love this. When I show this to people, they're just absolutely, English people or anybody, staggered. And we do check QSL reports very carefully. And also there is a live phone in the studio. So often we get phone calls in from people, and we can tell if it's an international call by the dialing code on the mobile phone in the studio. So yeah, we can check. That's quite, I think it's quite impressive for Finland actually to get right round all those places. And quite regularly, we have one regular that I speak to in Holland called Johan, and I thought it was a bit of a joke, and I tested him out, and he said he knew where I lived in England, and he was dead right. He named every pub that I knew, and he was true. Yes, he has been to my hometown. He was telling me in England that he knew where I came from, and I didn't believe him at all. And I asked for certain directions, and he gave it to me. So as you can see, QSL cast, we're from this little country, Finland, where we've been heard. And happenings at the station. We're always trying to be, to quote the word, innovative. We're always trying to do something a little bit different. So we've got Radio Jack there who decided it was minus 25, let's do an outside broadcast. I think only in Finland would you do that. Then we had a little bit of a rock concert. Then we had the favourite one. Let's do a wine and cheese tasting on air. I don't know what happened to the programme the first time we did it. I think everybody forgot to play the music after about the third bottle, because the air just went quiet and all you could hear was people talking away. And then Peverly decided to go one better. Let's do live tattooing on air. So he's actually having, there you can see him, and they're giving a commentary and he's having a tattoo, and we did it live on air. They've done some weird and wonderful things, the wine and cheese tasting, lots of strange things on air. Let's try and do something just a little bit different. And here you can see the wine and cheese at the bottom. I can tell you, gentlemen, there was not much of that left over a couple of hours. What did the cheese taste like? I don't know, but the wine was good. So we're doing that. And this was a couple of pictures. The one there at the top is the base of our big antenna actually going onto the base for the first time. And as you can see, we had a huge crane to lift it up into position. And future plans, we've got some more jingles. We'd like to do some jingles. More broadcasting power. We're kind of looking at it. Sort of good programmes, I like that, good programmes. You mean we've done rubbish? A lot of maintenance works, and something I'm working on at the moment through one of my colleagues is we're going to produce, or we're not going to produce, some students who produce some really good work are going to produce a promotional DVD on the whole history and everybody of SWR, and hopefully this is part of their work. They'll get it done and it will be available through the net. We can sell it. But we're going to have a proper promotional video done by a really top class. The college that did this, or going to do it, the lecturer in charge, I don't know if anybody's seen it. Did anybody see that one called Star Wrecking? Yeah. Well, the same people, the same lecturers in charge of that. They're students from my college, from one of my colleges, who did Star Wrecking. And he's hopefully coming along with his promotional DVD. We'll have a history, interviews with the staff, everything. The complete history of the radio station. It's Moscow calling.
Excuse me.
Wow, I thought Moscow had gone out. So that's kind of our kind of future. And recently completed projects, we had the big mass that we did, some improvements to the studio, and the big transmitters. We're still playing around with those, hoping to modify those for the future. It never stops. We're always thinking of something. There's always something to do, and there's always something that we're going to come we're going to come up with in the future. And there's a picture of the actual station. There is, by the way, if you go to the website, wwsradio.net, you can find a complete written history of the radio station if you're interested, and you can download it. We have managed to write it up. It's about a year out of date, but we'll get it updated. But if you want to know how we started, anything about us, it's all there. There's our number at the bottom. As I said, we have a live phone in the studio. You can ring us live, talk to us live, SMS us, message with a request or whatever. And as you joke on air, you can contact us, message us. And like any radio station, if you ring us, we'll ignore you. Which is the usual thing a radio station does. But we tend to be able to answer. And we do talk live on air sometimes to people. So it's quite community from that point of view. So I think that is it, unless you have any...